paragraph Yud Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into this topic of Bechira a little bit more again. Iker Shoyresh HaBechira Nimshach MeHaBechira Shel Gedoilei HaTzadikim Shehem BeBechinas Moshe. Unbelievable that we're doing this right now. Today is 48 days in the Omer. Tonight we're going to be counting the final night of the Omer going into Shavuos. This next paragraph is dealing with that issue exactly. Iker Shoyresh HaBechira Nimshach MeHaBechira Shel Gedoilei HaTzadikim Shehem BeBechinas Moshe. The source, the foundation of free choice and how it relates to all Jewish people and even Lahavdil non-Jews, is the source of it is from the Bechira of the greatest tzaddikim, such as even going up to Moshe Rabbeinu, whose Bechira is not whether he's going to learn Torah or not learn Torah. That wasn't the Bechira for Moshe. That wasn't a question for Moshe. That wasn't a choice. Whether he's going to listen to Hashem or not listen to Hashem, by Moshe Rabbeinu, that was not his Bechira at all. Shebechirosom rak bebechinas Moshe hoisif yoimechot midaitoi. The Gemara tells us that where did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make a choice when Hashem told him about preparing the Jews to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai, and Hashem told him, have them prepare themselves over the next 2 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to hear Hashem's words, and he had to be able to read between the lines, as the Gemara points out, how he was able to interpret those words to see that Hashem didn't mean 2 days, he meant 3 days. That they had to separate themselves from their wives for a 3-day period before Matan Torah. And the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu hoisif yoim echad midaitoi. He had to add an additional day from his own thinking. He had to figure out on his own. Hashem didn't tell him this. Hashem intentionally, this was his bechira. Moshe Rabbeinu's free choice involved analyzing Hashem's words and trying to know what Hashem really wants. Hashem is saying 2, but he really wants 3. Just like when a tzaddik says, don't come to me, but he really wants the person to come sometimes, right? A person has to know when and what. This is called Moshe Hoisif Yoimechot Midaitoi, which Rabbeinu Zal discusses in 2 or 3 chapters in Likutei Moran. Shehimshich HaKedusha, Dahainu Precious, Ukedushas Habris, whereby Moshe Rabbeinu stretched the period of time that the Jews would separate from their wives, Prishut, and the Kiddush and the Tikkun HaBris, more than what Hashem had told him clearly, more than what Hashem had actually said. And this was the entire test. This was Moshe Rabbeinu's test to see whether he would be zeicher to realize, to understand what Hashem really meant. Umishom nishtal shel habechira lechol echad miYisrael. And it's from there that there extends outward the free choice that each and every one of us has when we're faced in things that we learn things, whether we're going to comply with it or chas v'shalom go against it. V'al kein gam kol odom yesh loy eize bechina behelim mi bechina zois. Listen to this now, because this is one of the most important yesoidos in Judaism and in Chassidus. Rav Nosson Zal says, because of what I just told you about Moshe Rabbeinu, this also applies to every single Jew to a certain degree on their level. Every single person has a certain thing that's hidden from him, shetzorich lohovin me'atzmoi, Ritzoin Hashem Yisborach v'atzadik u'emes, whereby the person has to understand himself what Hashem wants. Hashem won't tell him clearly what Hashem wants. He's got to study the words of Hashem, and he's got to realize that's not exact. Hashem wants more. Hashem is saying A, but he means C. If I really wanted the right thing, I have to do this. That the person shouldn't fool himself into saying, no, what do you mean? Hashem said this, so this is what I'm doing. What's wrong? I'm doing exactly what the Torah says. I didn't do anything wrong. V'yechavein daitoy ma'oid l'Hashem Yisborach, for the person to focus his mind and his attention on Hashem to such a level, at sheyevatel atzmoy l'gamri, to the point where the person will negate himself completely, he'll nullify himself completely, and thereby he'll be zeichet to really know what Hashem wants of him. There's a famous incident in the life of Rav Nosson Zal, that when Rav Nosson Zal was first coming close to Rabbeinu Zal, his father-in-law was one of the leading rabbis of the generation at the time, a giant, a tremendous gaon. And the father-in-law saw the greatness of Rav Nosson Zal, how learned he was and everything, and he was grooming him, preparing him to take over his position as a rabbi of a whole section of Ukraine, a major, major leadership position. And Rav Nosson Zal thought about it, and he thought, in a way, it would be great. I don't have to work. Because when Rav Nosson Zal was first married, he was involved a little bit in business. His father had a business with partners. They owned three huge department stores, like in different cities. And Rav Nosson Zal had to be involved a little bit in it. And the time that he was spending on it was killing him, because he had an unquenchable thirst for Torah. He wanted to learn and learn. He wanted to learn 36 hours a day. So now when he thought of this opportunity to be rabbi full-time, he figured, wow, what could be better? So he came to Rabbeinu Zal, and he asked Rabbeinu Zal about this. And Rabbeinu Zal said to him, nisht kosher. Nisht kosher in Yiddish means good, sounds good. Rav Nosson Zal heard it, and somehow didn't feel right. He asked Rabbeinu Zal again on a second occasion, and Rabbeinu Zal gave him the same answer. Nisht kosher, yeah. Still didn't feel good. He went to him a third time, and this time he said to Rabbeinu Zal, please tell me the MS, what's the real truth? Is this really, really what I should be doing? Rabbeinu Zal said to him, if you want to, that's what you want to know, you want to know what you really should be doing? Stay away. Keep back 2,000 feet. He told him, das reisen quorum, you got to burn rubber, like the, you know, you have a different mission completely. And we today know that if Rav Nosson Zal would have taken such a position, he never in the world would have been able to do the things that he did, in terms of how much time he spent with Rabbeinu Zal, and that he was the one who documented all of Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim and published them. He was the one who built the shul, everything, the whole future of Breslov, which means the future of Klal Yisrael. He was the one who was totally involved in it. And if he would have had another commitment like that, there's no shot in the world. But here again, Rabbeinu Zal, because this was going to be one of the most critical decisions in his life, Rabbeinu Zal couldn't tell it to him, couldn't spell it out to him clearly. Yes, is it good to be a rabbi? Sure, it's good to be a rabbi. Well, what's wrong? What's wrong? Is that what I should be doing? Why not? Is that what I should really, is that the best thing that I could do to serve Hashem? No, it's not. If you want to know what the best possible thing you could do, come with me. I'll show you something much, much better. Here it comes again. Because whatever path a person chooses, that's what Hashem leads them on. You want to go this way? I'm with you. I'll justify you. I'll give you proofs. You want to say that you're doing what Hashem wants you to be doing? Fine. I'll help you. V'alkein Omer Hashem Yisborach, and this is why Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech emor lohem, go tell the Jewish people, Shuvu lohem lo'olechem, go return to your tents, which means return to your wives. V'ata, but you, poi amoidi modi, you stay here with me. That's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'halavai hoyu nishorim boze, and if only they would have stuck to that. Ach habaldovor hisgara bohem. However, the baldovor, the Yetzirah, incited them in a very big way. Vayde goydel hisgaras habaldovor, and through the incitement, the tremendous incitement of the Yetzirah, v'hoikra yide taiva zois, especially through this desire of women, illegal desire of women, ad shehichtiyam b'avodizor shalega, to the point where it led them into worshipping the golden calf also. The reason why they worshipped the golden calf was in order to kosher illegal relationships with women. As the Gemara shows there from Psukim, that the reason why they wanted to get involved in idol worship is because they knew that this will lead to that. That the minute they kosher idol worship, the next step is they can do whatever they want with women. And so too the Jews subsequently after that came into all kinds of sins and tests, where they tested Hashem's patience. And through that, the Torah says that they got so bad, the Jews went so far off the mark to the point where they even confused the Chacham. They even confused Moshe Rabbeinu, and they caused him to lose his good heart in a sense. Because of the rebelliousness of the Jews at that time, and they were making him so crazy, they were putting on such pressure. That's what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to lose it and strike the rock, in a sense. Ubevadai kol to'usoy ubechirosoy hoya'ato gam kein bebechinas Moshe hoisef yomecho. And certainly, Moshe Rabbeinu's test was not whether he was going to listen to Hashem. That couldn't possibly be a test for Moshe Rabbeinu. If Hashem said something, there's no shot in the world that Moshe Rabbeinu would consider in any way going against Hashem. The test was only in interpreting correctly exactly what Hashem wants. That knowledge to be able to know when you're supposed to add and when you're not supposed to add. Because we know, for example, by Chava, remember, when the snake engaged her in conversation, and he said, what does Hashem say about this tree? And she said, what do you mean? This tree is terrible. Hashem said not to eat from it, not to touch it. The snake heard her say not to touch it. Not to touch it, boom, touch it, nothing happens. Because she added to the command of Hashem. Because this thing is very delicate. You have to know when it's a mitzvah to add and when it's a sin to add. When adding to Hashem could be the whole downfall. That's this bechira, that's this delicate, which only Moshe, the greatest of tzaddikim, this is their bechira, to be able to know when. For us, we don't have that. We have different tests. We have tests to listen. Hashem says, don't do this, to listen to Hashem, period, on our level. But by the biggest of tzaddikim, this is their test. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be able to understand what Hashem's thinking is. What does Hashem really want? And from the tremendous confusion of the severe machloikis that the Jews were waging against them at that time, Bifrat Ato, especially at that time, Binyan Mei Mariva, about water, that they were complaining they didn't have water. Aydezeh nis alei mimenu. That's what caused Hashem's true intentions to become hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't succeed in identifying what Hashem's real intention was. And this is what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to pass away. The ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dora. The Zohar HaKadosh says Moshe Rabbeinu is found, his neshama is found in every single generation. Umesakenes Yisrael b'chol dora. He is fixing the Jewish people throughout all the generations. Umesaken hakoas hatzur. He is correcting this problem of striking the rock. Shemimenu kol hamachloikas kana, which is the source of all machloikis, shebo al yedei to'usimana, which comes about through these mistakes, shenim shach mebechinas bederach shalom roitz leich malichnasay, which comes as a result of this concept that whatever path you choose on, Hashem will lead you on it. A person wants to be choylik against tzaddikim, Hashem will give him proofs from the Torah that's the right thing to do. He'll bring psukim, he'll bring gemaras that show that it's a mitzvah to persecute these people. It's through this that these Shaydin Yudon cause so many mistakes. They cause even Jews to make such great mistakes. And the completion of the tikkun of all of this is going to be through Moshiach. Shehu Moshe Biatzmai, which is really Moshe Rabbeinu. Sheoz Yizke Lechavein Das Hashem Yisborach Bishleimus V'loyitoid B'shum Dover. Because when that time comes, when Moshiach comes, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be on a level that he's going to understand Hashem's intentions perfect, completely. There will be no mistakes whatsoever. And through that, Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to fix our Bechira also. He'll be able to fix the Bechira of every single person. V'yashuvu ha'koil Hashem Yisborach be'emes. And everyone will return to Hashem with real truth, with real sincerity. Kol echod l'fi b'chinosa. Each person on his level. Ad shafilu kol ho'akum yashuvu l'Hashem Yisborach. To the point where even the non-Jews, even all the non-Jews are going to return to Hashem bibchinas ki oz ehefoy chel kol ha'amim sofa brura. As the pasuk says, that Hashem says, then I will turn around all the nations and I'll give them a clear speech. They'll know what's right from wrong also. Va'adayin tzrichin levayar kol zeh. Rav Nosanzal says, what we're saying here still requires major explanation and clarification. Because there's a lot to say about this still, with Hashem's help. This is what the pasuk says, v'nosati lohem leiv echod v'derech echod liroisi, that in the future, Hashem will give us all one heart and one path to respect Hashem. Then all the Jewish people will be united, and even lahavdil, the nations of the world will be united in one direction to respect Hashem. Shelo yeh oid sfeiko is klal. There will not be any more doubts, any more unclarity, any more confusion. Sofek is bigematria amolek. Amolek will be eliminated completely.